Yeah, I think it's important to step back and do the real life look at tariffs. So, though we're primarily a domestic company selling about 95% of our products in our borders, we made a very pointed move in 2020 to grow that export portion because we know about 18% of milk is leaving our borders and we needed a piece of that growth. So, that now is done primarily through our Portage, Wisconsin facility, where we focused on value-added exports. So, not the cheapest, but honing those relationships with countries and in-house distributors and in-market distributors. And so things like slice on slice, shred, and that consistent need that they will have for those value-added products.